crazy exes, and you're asking how crazy? The type that nail their ring, their wedding ring, to the front door. We're talking L Word, Generation Q next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I like chair dancing. That's what
you like chair dancing? You know how to set it up.
Hey guys, it's the after show for the L Word, Generation Q, Season 1, Episode 2, Less is More. Is less really more? I don't know. They weren't shown as much. Less is definitely not more. I'm Nikki Preston. You can find me everywhere on social media at Nikki Preston TV, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host to the left, Hallie Johnson.
What is up, everyone? My name is Hallie. Bum, 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 bum.
And we got Cody Epperson.
Hello. Hi.
and Cody. And what's great about Cody is that you've never seen the original L Word.
I have not seen the original L Word, and after last week, I thought about it. I was like, I should really just sit down and binge watch the whole original, but then I thought, you know what, I kind of want to go into this one with fresh eyes. I want to watch this series as what it is, not what it used to be.
Exactly, so that's good. I don't want you watching it now. We need to...
Right? But I'll watch it eventually. We'll get there.
We have so many great things to talk about. We're going to talk Crazy Exes with Alice, Nat, and Gigi, that whole triangle. Mm-hmm. Danny and Bet, they're working together now. The whole crazy thing with how Danny is kind of not getting along so well with her fiancé. And, of course, Shane getting the divorce. All that.
My heart.
I know.
My heart.
Oh, man. So let's start off. What were your views overall of the show? What did you think?
So I thought today's episode was actually quite calm, and I like that. I didn't need any, like, crazy heart-racing, heart-wrenching things, even though there was a bunch of sweet moments like that. I really love how we got to dive into the characters and get to know them a little bit more and see their vulnerability and their soft side. I was like,
we really did. I felt like Bet, we saw another side to her really getting deep. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the characters, Shane, we saw her vulnerable side. I thought, you know, it didn't matter what a woman did to her. She was strong. She was tough. But in this episode, We see a more sensitive Shane. Cody, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. It was definitely from last week going into this one. It's like nice to have that like smoother ride. I mean, we do see the conflict between our two girls who are engaged and they're at their own engagement party, not even talking to each other.
But, oh my gosh, I know that life.
Oh no, you could fill us in.
Right?
Maybe not, that might be after the show.
I'm
lips are sealed.
Yeah.
So one thing though, I feel like a lot of us can talk about, everyone has had a crazy ex. And Alice... And her current girl, Nat, right now, they're just, you know, living their typical life fine. But I love it how they surprise us in this show. 2 years ahead of time, we go back and we see Gigi, Nat's ex-wife, comes in like a psycho, middle of the night, starts pounding on the door. She changed the lock so that she can't get in. So she's like, fine, I'm just going to nail the wedding ring to the front door then if you won't answer the door for me.
Yeah, that was intense. I thought she was going to like smack a window open and like bust in.
I know.
I was like, where is this going?
I bust the windows out your car.
But I feel like we need that. We need that group of characters. They're like the comic relief of the whole situation.
Especially Alice, the way she reacted. She was like, did you order a Postmates? Amazon. They come late. They come really late. And then she saw it was her girlfriend. She was like, oh, no big deal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's great news.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, Alice, okay.
And the thing is, they interrupted it. We thought we were going to get some action, a sex scene in there, and then they interrupted that. But it's okay. So do you have any experiences with crazy exes? Don't get all shy on us.
How about you go first?
I'll go for mine. So my ex, it wasn't like so much like he kept coming back and it was like, oh my god, this nightmare. It was kind of the initial breakup was really intense. We had like gotten in a fight. It was on Valentine's Day. We got into a bad fight and then we didn't speak for like 5 days afterwards. In that 5 days, I was like, you know, this might not be working. And so I finally go to meet up with, like, talk. And he has, like, I'm going to try and make this story a little shorter. He has, like, my bag of Valentine's Day gifts to him, like, in the car.
Oh!
And I was like, okay. And he's like, he goes back and forth between, like, weeping, like, please give me another chance, and, like, calling me all sorts of names and saying all sorts of things that I'm this, that, and this. And it went back and forth, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, no, this is not okay. And finally, he's like, get the hell out of my car. And he, like, gives me the bag of gifts. And I'm like, well, I don't want this. So I, like, put it on the center console. And he's like, get the out of my car. And no, no, no. I was like, I don't want you to go anywhere. Like, you're obviously upset. Like, don't go there.
Don't drive. Don't drive. It's not safe.
He's like, get the out of my car. And I was like, okay. And he takes the bag of gifts, throws them out the driver's side window, speeds off down the cul-de-sac. And I say this every time. He had to have practiced this because literally, ka-choom, ka-choom. The car wheels run over the bag. Like runs over the bag of gifts, like literally, like one hit KO. Like it was like, boom, boom. I was like, and I'm standing there on the street, just like, this happened. This happened. It's done. I did it.
This is like a movie. I feel like love and strong emotions do make people go crazy. They really do.
Oh my god.
It was an experience. And then by the time I got back to my house, like I already had like a novel of a text message about how horrible I am and
aww.
And you know, then we all moved on.
I'm so glad you recovered from that so that we could laugh about it.
Oh yeah, it was there was a few months of like, so yeah, that was a thing. But then like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's
comical. Now it's
like I said,
to
it's gonna
about.
Be in my first book.
Yeah. I had an example where I was kind of the crazy one. I will admit it. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that. Mm. But my ex, we were still living together, brings a girl back, well, now her future girlfriend, but brings a girl back to our place. I come in,
Leaves
toys all over the floor. There's rope taped to the bed. Like, I'm like, are you serious? Like, it's bad enough you brought another woman back, but you're going to rub it in my face like that?
Like,
and
not
leave,
even clean up?
Not even clean up after, and toys that we have used, my, I add.
Ew!
So, long story short, I kind of, like, chopped up the toys, threw them on the bed, got the lube that was left out, dumped it on the bed, and walked out, and that was that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, right? Amen, sister.
So I went psycho for a little bit, but I feel like it was okay. Like, I freaking, after coming into that, I deserve to go a little crazy for a second.
Yes, please.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're justified.
I didn't think you were crazy for that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was actually pretty dope. And I love how, like, in your story, you're a bit of the victim. In this story, you're kind of like the scorned woman. Me, I was bad.
Oh no.
Okay, y'all, look, not Do my tell. Proudest moment. So I was with the same woman for almost 2 years. Or I'm sorry, 3 years. We were on and off, and I just got tired of the off part. And one day she asked to talk. We met at the football field of our college, and she told me, I don't want to be with you anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so sick of you being interested in other people. I said, but I thought you said you were cool if we had an open relationship. And she said, but you cheated on me. I said, how? You said it was okay.
That's an open relationship.
Like, right. Yeah. Right. You said it was okay. And she was like, I'm done. And I said, all right. I guess she expected me to just blow up and be sad. But I had already done that like 50 million times before. And now this time I think it was just a little bit numb. So I went home, took a nap. All of a sudden I got a text message from another woman saying, hey, what you doing? And I was like, nothing. She said, so I know this may sound kind of crazy and I know we don't know each other so well, but I actually got a hotel room and you Ooh. Like to do art. I like to do art. Let's go create art. And you don't even have to stay. And I went, this sounds really interesting. And then I asked her, I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean by create art? And she said, you're a musician, so you can work on that. And I write, and so I can work on that. And I said, okay. So I get there and she's putting on all the moves. And usually I'm like, I'm not going to fall for this, but I was feeling so vulnerable. I fell for it. And I did tell her that I just got out of the relationship like 3 hours ago. and she said, I don't want to intrude. Oh my gosh, she was so smooth. And I went, but you're not intruding. Boom, we had sex. And then wake up the next morning and she's on her phone and she says, hey, is this your ex-girlfriend who just found me on Facebook Ooh. And is messaging me?
Woof.
And I went,
I don't know.
How did she even find her, first of all?
I'm like,
was she spying on you, following you?
I don't know, because this girl had a little bit of a complicated name, so I don't know how she did it, but she was determined. And she found her on Facebook, sent her a message, and said, are you with Hallie right now? Where are you guys at? And and I was thinking to myself, I've never been in this situation. What do I do? Nothing. Nothing. And then I get home and she's blowing up my phone, and turns out she was outside of my door yelling for me for a while.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Right. And then I actually did end up in a relationship with this woman. So shady. I don't regret anything, but I won't lie. Like, to break up with someone and then end up in someone else's bed the same night, not my proudest moment.
You were in college. You were young.
And you were in an open relationship. Yeah. Like,
I know, but I know deep down that I wasn't that innocent. I wasn't that innocent in
not
that situation.
That innocent. Oops, I did it again.
Was not my proudest moment, but it was really interesting to experience the crazy. Yeah. I've never gotten that way before, because I don't think I've ever really been interested enough in someone to go crazy for them in that way. I'm just kind of like, okay, bye.
The day might come. It might come one day. You never know.
Unless it's already here.
We have so much to dive into right now. So, first of all, Bette and Danny. Well, I actually want to talk more about Danny and Sophie. Mm. So, I'm kind of wondering, the first episode we saw how Danny proposed to Sophie. The ring did not fit on her finger. Mm-mm. I'm wondering, is that kind of a way of foreshadowing?
Look at you getting all intuitive here.
Yeah, the future that it's going to be a little rocky, a little shaky. Maybe they won't even end up getting married. I think
that's very possible.
Yeah, I mean, at the engagement party, they weren't even talking to each other. They were still angry because I think Sophie, though, overreacted a little bit. Danny took a new job to work with Bette, and yes, they didn't talk about it, but, I mean, your career, you have a great experience like that.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. I think when you're in a committed relationship with someone, you don't just make rash decisions without them in mind. I mean, that's a huge deal for a job. It's not like she was like, all right, well, I changed my mind. I don't want to get mitten chip ice cream. I'm going to get Rocky Road instead. This is literally her career. So I don't think Sophie was trying to get in the way of what Danny wanted to do, but more so wanted to be included and informed, because it seems like Danny is always making decisions without her, and that makes her uncomfortable. But also, on Danny's defense, if that is the case, and since it is, then Sophie should be responsible and mature enough to have this conversation with her before getting engaged. Exactly. Why would you want to marry someone that you're going to criticize for making decisions out without you, and when you're already aware of it?
And they couldn't even talk about it. I mean, I don't know how long they went. Who would even have an engagement party without actually already talking about this? They spent the whole time in separate sides of the area.
Exactly. I think they need to mature up, like, real quick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, this marriage is going to fail, and it'll be a classic L word
marriage. Yep, exactly.
have we even had a successful marriage on the L word before?
I do not think we have.
I don't recall any of them. They just all just break up.
Tina and Bette were the closest thing that we had, and that really...
They were a mess.
They didn't last. Bette cheated. And it's funny, too, because Danny's like, so, what do I need to know about you? What other things can come out? And Bette's like, well, I cheated on my wife. I cheated with another person.
Yo. I low-key feel like Bette and Shane come from the same stuff. Like, because even though Shane is, like, outwardly player, Bette's like, let me seduce you in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you right there.
When we were watching, you saw it coming. You're like, she's seducing Bette right now.
She's talking about that art, and you're like, yo, watch this go down.
Yeah, I learned a lot from Bette when I was younger watching the show. I was like, oh, okay, let me take some notes right there. That's how I do it. And I'm just saying it worked.
And then Shane, who she has all the moves usually, like, I feel like Finley, like we were saying, is trying to copy Shane and kind of trying to be like the Shane, like the cool one to hit on everyone. And she has no game. I'm sorry. How many girls did she go up to trying to seduce? No one would let... And then the funny thing is, the girl that finally is like, okay, why not? Let's have a drink. She's like, well, I don't have any money, so you have to buy the drink for me.
I know, right?
Yeah, I guess, you know what? One person's trash is another's treasure. And yes, Finley had no game. I don't think she's trying to imitate Shane. I think she's trying to look for, like, a role model
in Shane. Like, I think she wants to be Shane's Gaby, to be honest. And I thought it was cute that she put herself out there. I feel like she's more bold than a lot of the other characters. It takes a lot to go up to someone and over and over and over again. She literally did it all on the same night. At least, what, 10 women I saw?
Yeah, it was a lot of women.
Yeah.
And it's rough. I've done that, you know, going to the Abbey. I am bold. I'm not afraid to go up to women at the Abbey.
We are learning something new. Hey,
come here. Come over.
Oh, so, is that, wait. Yeah. Can you show us? Can you show us the pickup line?
So this is one time.
You can pretend I'm it.
Come on, well, no, me. I had a couple times here. So I was talking to one girl. And we were talking a little bit, and then her girl comes up to her, and I'm like, oh, that girl's hotter. So I start to talk to that girl. Apparently, they did come together, but they were broken up. And the girl that...
they come together. Yeah,
and long story short, they kind of got into a fight. I walked away. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. And the girl comes and slips me her number on a rolled up piece of paper. And I call her, and it turned into a little fling there.
Spicy.
Yeah, definitely.
I've had that.
Yeah, I've had some good luck at the Abbey. Then I've also had some times where, you know, nothing's come out of it. Like, Finley, you go up to a girl and she's like, oh, thanks, but I'm straight, or my girlfriend's here, or whatever. But you gotta be bold. You gotta give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that.
You do. And then we don't have a ton of time, so let's also get into the pool scene, which I know you definitely want to talk about that, Cody.
It was beautiful. Who doesn't love a good pool scene?
Who doesn't love a good pool scene? I think I'm going to leave it at that, too.
We started to see some action, and then it kind of stopped, which is fine. But we got to find out so much about Micah, which I really like. Mm-hmm. We saw a sensitive side with him at dinner, and he's so adorable. He really is.
Yeah, I like Micah. I already liked him from the start, but he's really starting to grow on me. He's such a sweetheart.
He is. And we have a read. The news over there. Or not the news, but the script right there.
Oh, yeah, go for it, Cody.
You got it. So before we continue this topic, we just want to thank you all for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. By helping us continue to grow. And we could really use your help. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us ratings, good ratings, on iTunes. Leave a comment, please. And being part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to me because this is so exciting. I'm truthfully very fresh off the boat here, and I'm very, very thrilled to be part of this community. I love being here with you two on camera and discussing these fun things. I feel like I'm really in my element. So thank you all for supporting us and for the love. It's appreciated.
And now we have a special segment.
All right. So, guys, for our special segment today, we are going to spotlight some of our LGBTQ leaders and folks within pop culture. Today, we want to talk about Jillian Mercado. So, Jillian Mercado...
Ooh, look. I'm just like, whoa, that picture.
Right. First off, Jillian is beautiful as hell. I love her look. I love what she's doing. She is a Dominican-American model with a disability who is challenging the discourse of disability and fashion. Since her teenage years, she has been living with muscular dystrophy and uses a wheelchair. The model and advocate dreamt of being in a new fashion, but was disheartened when she grew up and realized that the industry Eurocentric and abuse beauty standards. She didn't see herself represented in the industry, so she took it upon herself to be that change. Some of her accomplishments: in 2014, she had her first modeling gig, actually, and was a campaign for the denim brand Diesel, signed with IMG Models, appearing in campaigns for Nordstrom's, Target, and Olay, modeled for Beyoncé's Formation Tour in 2018, and first disabled cover star of Teen Vogue, and not to mention, she's also an activist for promoting the intersection of gender and disability, working with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in 2018 to reduce inequality. And you actually may have recognized her in today's episode of the L Word Generation Q. She is a reoccurring character, Maribel Suarez, an immigration lawyer, also known as the little sister of Sophia. Yeah.
Wow, what a mouth. That's awesome. She has done a lot.
Yeah, she's legitimately inspirational. Like, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
at least you're honest.
Like, damn. That is impressive. That.
You know, the reason why I picked her, though, was because the one thing that stood out to me the most is when she said, I didn't see anyone that represented me, so I wanted to be the change that I saw in this, or I want to see in this world. And she's right. I was researching, there's only less than 3% of people with disabilities that are represented on television, and majority of them are white. There's no diversity. And she said, you know what? I'm just going to handle it. And that's the best way. I prefer to be a solution rather than just complaining about it. So kudos to you, Joanne. Thank you.
And the L word for getting all these amazing actors and actresses on the show. What other shows do this? They talk about great things. And we also, do we have some news today? Yeah. Some gossip?
Speaking of, so The L Word has been a groundbreaking and important series when it came to television back in 2004. However, viewers and critics today said that the original show was at times, and I quote, harmful, reductive, offensive, and alienating to the community it sought to represent, prioritizing the experience of cis, white, affluent lesbians, which resulted in feeling more detached from queerness than representational, and particularly damaging when it came to the approach to the experience of trans storylines. However, The L Word Generation Q has large shoes to fill and a damaging history to heal, not to mention keeping up with the new generation of our LGBT community today. And so far, drumroll please. Yes! Everyone is really enjoying the show. They're absolutely enjoying the show. They feel like it's once again a fresh take on what it means to be queer, and especially in living in LA, and just all the diversity of characters and has to offer. So far we got a thumbs up. I'm really excited.
And it's funny too, because at first I have to admit I was all pro, you know, I was for the original L Word, and I was a little disappointed that only three of the characters came back. But I have to admit, even though it does feel like a different show, I love the show. I love the new edition. It's so enjoyable to watch. We've only had two episodes, but so far it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys are interested in checking out the rest of this article, head online and go to theobserver.com. This is amazing stuff we got on here.
Great. Well, that is all the time we have. Do we have enough time to do predictions really fast?
All right, let's do
Buzz TV predictions.
I predict that our girls, their engagement's not going to last. I feel like it happened too fast. I think it happened too fast, and we're not invested in their relationship. You know what I mean? We didn't see what got them to this point. And I feel like that's a big part. It's like, you know, like Ross and Rachel, we root for them because we've seen their history. We haven't seen these two's history. And I feel like that's kind of just like, so they can throw in this engagement and be like, all right, they did it. They tried it.
I think you could be right, Cody. I really do.
Okay. I want to talk about Bette. I think that her and her ex-lover are actually going to, like, get back together.
Yes.
And their whole affair is going to be brought to light. And now she's going to have to deal with a whole other dynamic of dealing with that relationship coming back, and her political campaign, and her daughter Angie having an issue with all of it. So it's going to get messy as hell. And I do agree with you. I think the engagement's going to be blown off. But I don't think it'll last. Because, you know, lesbians, we break up and get back.
I know. That's what we do. I know. I'm like, fresh out of a breakup. And we're like, I mean, if we're really talking official, it's only been a few days, but kind of like
you guys
a couple
are gonna get
months
back together.
I don't know. We're doing that no contact thing for like a
month.
You're
gonna miss me. You're gonna be like, baby, I'm sorry. I don't even know what I did, but I'm sorry. I'm standing outside your window. Rock.
Hopefully, it won't get that dramatic. But as far as my prediction, I think that Alice, her new girl, I don't know, they've been together for a while, but it feels new to us. She's getting her back with the ex-wife. So I think that and the ex-wife are going to end up getting back together.
I think
and Alice,
they should just have a threesome.
That would be wonderful.
That would be actually wonderful.
It might raise the ratings even more. Yeah.
Praise be.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Nikki Preston. You can find me all over social at Nikki Preston TV. And Hallie?
You can find me at Pure Hallie, PureHallee, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the entities.
And you can find me at Cody Yep, mostly on Instagram, I guess also on Twitter.
Also, I guess, maybe, kind of.
I like Instagram better.
All right, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.